But to talk all Football League matters, the editor of the Football League 72, Tom Carnduff, has joined us. Tom, thanks for joining us this evening. I know it's been a hard 24 hours for a Leeds fan.
Oh, definitely. Last night was just a disaster of a game, or a disaster of first half. It's just grateful it didn't get any worse in that second.
That's very true. To be honest, Tom, the way that first half was going, I was fully expecting them to score the same amount in the second half.
Definitely. I think it was a case that they might have felt sorry for Leeds and took it a bit easy in that second half. But Leeds have to be grateful that first half was dire, and very, very lucky that Brighton didn't come out and get another four in the second.
I mean, I look at this, Tom, and everything that happened in the game. I mean, we've got to start off with that one. The way that the goals were going in, all right, they got a bit unlucky at times, but when you're coming away with a 4-0 loss, that never reflects well on the performance, and you can't really take many positives out of that.
No, definitely. It's not just defensively, but you're watching Leeds go forward, and they have nothing. They offer nothing going forward. You're looking at that team and saying, well, where are the goals coming here? And they're getting near, you know, the opposition of, well, Brighton's area, and they're pushing up the pitch and they're getting there and nothing's happening. There's no runs. Lee Irwin was pretty ineffective when he came on. Takara didn't do much either, and it wasn't good, but defensively it was atrocious. I mean, the amount of errors going on there across pretty much all the back four, there seemed to be no communication. And fair enough to Brighton, they made the most of it and took the chances.
It's always hindsight, but I mean, I looked at that lineup when it first came out and it didn't fill me with confidence. And I have to admit, Tommy, it hasn't filled me with confidence for a few weeks now. I mean, how were you feeling when that original team news came out and it was still Dakara up front?
It wasn't too encouraging. The one that got me was Scott Wootton was still in the team at right back, and Coyle pushing further up the pitch. And you're thinking, well, what's the thinking behind that when he's got Pataka and Carriel? And Carriel looked good when he came on. I think it was a bit of an awkward situation that the game was pretty much dead and done when he came on. So to look at Coyle and say, yeah, okay, you know, you're going to play right wing, I think it might be the idea that they're trying to get Taylor, Berardi and Coyle all into one team. I'm not too sure, but it really didn't work. And as it showed, you know, with Wootton giving away that first goal, or the penalty for the first goal, it showed it just didn't really work. And it, well, bad team selection on the night.
Tom, at half-time, I actually sent you a text and you replied. I mean, you sounded quite down by that text. Would you say that's the worst 45 minutes of football you've ever seen as a Leeds fan?
Definitely. I can't think of a worse half of football than last night's first half. It was terrible. Defensively, it was just a mess. There seemed to be no communication there. Just they let Brighton go at them. And it, like I said, fair enough to Brighton. They took their chances. That's why they're a team up there. You know, they're effective in front of goal, but Leeds really, really gave it to them on a plate. It seemed to be, you know, that I don't know, that they turned up expecting that they weren't expecting to go for it. They didn't really want to attack. You know, there was no attacks during that game, let alone the first half. And like I said, at half-time, it was just, you're looking at it and thinking damage limitation now, and just hoping that Brighton don't come out and get another four.
Tom, we'll be talking about Leeds in just a second, but a score update to tell you about. Bradford City have conceded a goal. Ambrose has levelled it up for Colchester. Levelled it up there. He was guided in from a volley from the corner. So at the moment, it's all up in the air on who's going to be in that top six by the end of the night. Sam Morsey is off for a second bookable offence over at Wigan. Tom, one thing I wanted to pick up on you with is the post-match press conference scenario, because obviously Steve Evans hasn't come out and talked to the press, and in some of these situations, actions really do speak louder than words, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. It was a big surprise when I did see Mark Wilson tweet about the fact there is no press conference, there's no press talking, or someone from the club talking to the press, and it just rounded off what was a terrible night, not just for the team, but for the club as well. And when no one's going to come out and speak about it, I think you've got to just say, hold your hands up and say we've got it wrong, regardless of the result. And particularly for the fans who travel, I mean, it's not a short distance to go on a Monday night. You want someone, Evans, anyone from the club, just to go to the media and say how it was, that it wasn't great, offer the apology, and, you know, it doesn't make things better, but it's at least better than getting nothing whatsoever. And it's a bit of a shame, really, that no one from the club could really hold their hands up and just say it was a poor performance and, you know, apologise to the fans that did travel.
Just to play devil's advocate a little bit, Tom, I mean, the first half was dreadful. The second half there did seem to be some improvement. I mean, did you take any positives at the end of the game? Because obviously the first half was that bad. The second half, you didn't concede, I suppose.
It's a bit hard to say from that. The positive probably being that Brighton gave up a bit in the second half. I think that was a big positive. But yeah, it was great that defensively it seemed to be sorted out in that second half. But then, like I said, you're going forward and there's nothing there. The team are attacking. There's no one there to offer anything to get the goals. Goals have been in short supply in recent weeks, and it's not changed now. And you're thinking, particularly with the team selection, there are attacking players available, the likes of Bataka, Carriel, they're all available, and we're not playing them. And when you can't score, regardless of whether you're home or away, it's not good. And as it showed for Leeds, particularly in that second half, they couldn't even get themselves on the score sheet. So it just rounded off what was a poor night.
Were you shocked that Steve Evans still had his job the next morning, Tom?
Yeah, I was a bit. I expect to wake up to the news that he'd been sacked. Well, kind of half expected it last night as well, particularly with the way Leeds have been with managers in recent seasons. So, yeah, it's difficult with Evans because by the sounds of it, it doesn't seem that he's going to be in the job for long. And I think he's kind of settled into it too much at the moment, where he talks about the future and, you know, his plans for next season. And he slates a few of the players, which I don't think has helped, which Cellino has come out today and said, you know, it's not good. So, yeah, it did surprise me, but I really, particularly if results carry on as they have been, then I can't see him being in the job for much longer.
Yeah, and it's Bolton at Elland Road on Saturday, a game that you'd be expected to win, but Bolton are a team that do gain a lot of draws. I mean, how are you feeling ahead of this one? Because emotions must be all over the place.
Definitely, yeah. On paper, you look at it and go, Bolton at home, great. And it is kind of maybe a game that Leeds would have wanted at this point. Not the greatest of performances, as we discussed last night. Bolton at home, it's really a chance. And Bolton, they get the draws, but the uncertainty or the events that have happened around the club off the pitch as well. The team's not performing well on it. Leeds need to make a point in this game. They need to go look to attack and attack and make it an entertaining game, not just get the result, because it seems boring recently. The football's not been great. It's boring. Leeds need to go out, make a point and get the win, but make it a bit of a show as well. They need to get the goals, which have been lacking in recent weeks.
It was absolutely dreadful. Usually I'm just fed up watching Leeds. Last night I was really angry. Mm. I was just angry at from top to bottom. We've got an erratic owner who makes bad appointments and sacks managers. We've got an inept manager who's tactically naive and shouldn't be at the club. And we've got a bunch of players who, most of them look as though they didn't care or are just not good enough. And I think, as somebody said last night, this is the Hereford moment that we had a few years ago when things seemed to hit rock bottom. This team is worse than the team that we had playing in League One. And the fact that they didn't come out last night to do interviews was a total insult to the fans. Steve Evans loves to give the big cheers when we win a game, which is very rare, and he's on the pitch and he's from the fans. Not a sign last night. And the longer he keeps quiet, the worse it's going to be. And I hope he gets the reception he deserves on Saturday, and the team. They need to know how badly hurt Leeds fans were last night. It's just not good enough. Other than that, I'm happy.
Mm. Well, I mean, the one biggest thing for me out of all this, I mean, you say that the manager obviously making bad appointments. I mean, if Steve Evans went, I suppose it's throw caution to the window. Who comes in next? Because no one saw Hockaday coming, no one saw Milinic coming, and no one certainly saw Steve Evans coming to the club, did they?
I know. Three dreadful appointments. Absolute dreadful. Not good enough for most clubs in lower divisions. Who were these men? Well, we knew who Steve Evans was. I wanted to give him a chance. But, you know, we continued with one up front last night. Oh, we were 4-0 down at half-time. Throw on another striker. Have a go. You know, if we're going to lose 6-7-0, which it looked like at one stage, but he swapped one striker for another. And, you know, second half, I heard you saying earlier, was there any positive? There was nothing. No positives whatsoever. And he continues to play Dakar up front. Dakar has done well, but he's not a lone striker. And, you know, we've not brought anybody in. But fair enough, if we're not going to go up now, which obviously we're not, you know, there's a few young guys banging in goals. Change it around, a bit more attacking. I think other than the first goal of the season against Burnley and maybe when we beat Hull, the rest of the stuff we've seen at Elland Road this year has been awful. I can't remember a good moment. It's been, I mean, that shows in the goals, we've lack of goals, and you know, we seem to go a goal behind every week and chasing the game. And he doesn't have a plan A, never mind the plan B. I was really hoping to wake up today and he's gone, but it looks like he's here. But I think it's like Hockey Day, when he had a bad result, he stayed. But I think Evans will go after Saturday.
After the game, obviously, there was, well, a lack of comment, let's say, from Steve Evans and everyone else, really. But when you woke up this morning, a couple of players had tweeted offering their apologies. Did that help in any way? Because obviously these players have tweeted it, but obviously you just want to see the performances improve.
Well, I think they should all put their hands in their pockets and reimburse those 1,522 fans that went down there last night and probably didn't get home till all hours. You know, I just couldn't believe what I was watching defence-wise and everything. These guys have played together all season. They're championship players. And if I saw an under-11 team playing like that, I'd have a go. It was awful. And I mean, Scott Wooten, I'm sure he's a nice lad, but he's broken. You know, it's no point. I don't know how many penalties he's given away. We're playing Louis Coyle, who looked good at right back, pushed him into an unfamiliar position. We got wingers sitting on the bench and not there. And, you know, but I think the club have to say something. They can't. I mean, Nacional Chileno just heard that interview. Totally incomprehensible. I don't know what the guy's on about. You know, he's got to realise that he's. If fair enough, he's. It seems that a lot of debt's been cleared. I'll take that. But the actual run of the club, you've got to have stability, and we haven't got that. And I'll tell you what, we are in a relegation battle now.
Do you think?
You know, I think so. Yeah, we're not. I'm not sure how many points we are clear, but where's the next point and goal coming from? I really can't see it. And I think we are getting dragged into this. And I think they need to waken up and see that.
That's fair enough. Quite a few Leeds fans have been saying the exact same thing, to be honest, Gerry. Yeah. He's becoming more and more on the agenda that this is a fear. And is it frustrating as well that since Massimo Cellino's come in, it seemed to have gone gradually backwards every year. Not massively, but maybe one or two positions down from the last year rather than seeing any considered improvements.
It is going backwards. When we went up in the Championship first, we were in second place, and we needed some investment when Simon Grayson was there, didn't get it, and it's been a spiral at that ever since, and just bad ownership generally for the last 15 years. And we aren't going anywhere, and the gap is getting bigger. You know, I live in Leicester. I'm looking at Leicester, and they are light years ahead of us. Stoke are light years ahead of us. Crystal, these teams, there's money coming into that league. We are way off the pace, and I think the future is very worrying. Sorry to sound so pessimistic, but that's how it looks at the moment.
No, I think you're right. I think you echo what a lot of Leeds fans can say. And to be honest, I wouldn't expect it to be optimistic after a 4-0 loss and everything that's been happening off the pitch. I don't think anyone can be. I mean, just looking at the next game against Bolton, I mean, Bolton's a game that Leeds should be winning at Elland Road. But Bolton are known for a team that are actually getting draws. They're not losing as many games as people think. They are actually getting a lot of draws. Are you a bit wary of them?
Yeah. I've not seen anything from Leeds to suggest they could beat anybody. I mean, Bolton, they were poor when we played them in the Cup. But, I think they seem to have gathered a bit of momentum since then, well, relative to where they are. And they've been taken over as well, so there's a bit more stability in that club. So they're fighting for their life. They've got a chance if they put a run together. And then if they're coming to Leeds on Saturday, they see a good chance for 3 points. So if it's a vital game, it's the perennial 6-pointer, I think, and we got away. If we lose this one, we are right in it.
And of course, when you look at this game, you also look at the fact how much fans are going to pay for it as well. Obviously, it's kind of another blow after all that's happened.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I think a lot of fans will vote with the feet and fired, and it will be a poor crowd. I think people are just fed up of what they're getting. You know, whether it's bad performances or a fiver extra for a pie, you know, the fans are just getting a bad deal all round. And nobody, Leeds are top of the league, top of the Premier, with the best fans ever. Who who's got to travel and support like Leeds, and the way we've been treated, and the stuff that's been served up is just awful, and it has been all season. Last night brought it to a head, really, for a lot of fans. But we'll be there on Saturday. I'll be there.